Yeah, it's quite serious in Donegal Town and areas like Castle Street, New Row, Clarendon Drive and Brookfield. And of course, this goes back to flooding on a number of occasions in 2015. And I do know, having spoken with the Minister for Flooding this morning, Minister Boxer Mourne, that he will come up to visit, but he was there before. But what we want progress made in relation to the overall flooding in Donegal Town. The OPW have done a flooding map, so they're aware of the overall problem, but that of course requires further assessment and detailed design. So we will be exerting the necessary pressure on him to allow this to go forward, because when it happened today, there's nothing to say that it won't happen next week or next year. So we're anxious also that he would deal with an application which is before him for a bridge that would alleviate the problem in the short term at Brookfield, where a number of houses are affected. So it's important that he comes, that he sees for himself. We will be doing our utmost as public representatives to move this on. But I would have to say that it is a big job, I understand, from the engineers, that it will require many, many millions. But the cost-benefit analysis of this is extremely important because of the houses, the householders and the businesses in Donegal Town.
And of course, Deputy Gallagher, we're also seeing some images coming through on social media today where a number of sporting clubs have had their grounds extensively damaged with the flooding as well. So not alone for private homeowners, but also for some clubs in the county, they too have been severely impacted.
Well, I would hope that the Minister for Sport would take a pragmatic view in relation to this and provide the basic funds that are needed for these clubs to carry out the drainage works that have to be done. I'm not aware of each and every one and what's involved, but I would only be too glad to bring the details to the Minister and request that on a once-off that he would assist these clubs who, of course, have provided very fine facilities in various parts of the county, largely on voluntary contributions.